Well, Matty, certainly not the result you were expecting or hoping for.
No, absolutely not. No, Donegal did the battle of hurling and obviously deserved to win it, you know.
Yeah, you came here today on the back of a great away win last week, you know. You must have been in confident mode given that Donegal had lost Armagh as well.
Yeah, well, every game's different. Like Armagh had a tough game, sorry, Donegal had a tough game last week against Armagh, so, you know, we knew that was going to be a tough outing for them. So, like, yes, we had a good win against Louth, but, you know, it's every game in this division is going to be tough. There's very little between the sides, so, you know, I mean, Donegal came in today, and I suppose, yes, they were hurting a bit from maybe losing last week, and they performed very well, and yeah. we just didn't play as well as
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they got away from you in the first half, really. I suppose the first goal was really a big score for them, wasn't it? Because, it, you know, they were about 7 up, and then they put them at 9 or 10 up.
Yeah, it was a big score because, you know, there was a 6 or 7 point gap, and we were just getting back into the game, and the goal like left 8 or 9 points, and which is a big lead, but not insurmountable. And I told the boys at half time, like, you know, there was 9 points in it, but, you know, there's still a small breeze coming down the field. And we did, you know, get back into the game in the second half and brought
well,
back.
Well, you were back to 5.
Yeah, back to 5 one day. So, you know, a couple of wee balls didn't go away, I suppose, and you know,
they got
a second goal, and it just turned on that. And, you know, and then we got it hard going down the straight then, like, to hold them. But look, that's the way it goes. You know, as I said to the lads, you have to dust yourself down and just go again in 2 weeks' time against Monaghan, you know.
Yeah, Donegal obviously playing up in Division 2B. I thought it showed at times that they had that experience.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. When you get playing that higher level, obviously, you know, your good players will improve and everybody will get quicker and faster. And, you know, they've been playing Division 2B for a couple of years now. And it does stand to you, yeah, and absolutely. And that's why we'd like to get there, because when you get there and play against those teams, you will improve.
Yeah.
And that has done Donegal no harm. It's, you know, you see, yes, that they're playing at a higher level for the last couple of years. So, you know, rightly so, them and Armagh are probably the two teams that have been playing that division over the last number of years, and they're probably the favourites in this league at the minute.
Yeah, but you haven't given up hope yet. You're still very much in it if you get back on track next week.
No, absolutely not. We haven't given up. I said it to the lads, you know, there's still a number of games to play yet, and there's still a lot to happen. So it could come down to score difference again, like it did last year. So we have lost one, and Donegal has lost one. So as I say, we win the rest of our games, and Donegal win them, so it'll be down to score difference. So absolutely not. There's still plenty of hurling to be played yet.
And with a man like Damien Casey knocking over the points the way he does, you're always going to be another chance of getting high scores.
Yeah, well, you know, Damien's is key for us, like, but there's a number of other players. Conor Grogan has come back into the squad this year, and a couple of young lads too, and brought a few young lads into the panel, so there is a wee bit of a transition period there as well with the lads we brought in. But, you know, look, at overall I'm quite happy with where we are. As I said, it was a tough day of the day. Donegal's a good side. They played some good hurling, and they rightly deserved to win it.